Shoot. What's up, everybody? My name is Timmy Two Times. Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show, and I totally messed up that intro because I'm still hungover from last night. What's going on, everybody?
Jesus.
Hey, everybody. It's Jeremy. Welcome to our world.
Shoot, Salty Soul. What's cracking over there? I have an insurrection.
Exactly. We'll get to that. Guys, no, but I seriously do have a joke for you guys. A demented man and a hooker walk into a bar. Oh, wait, that was the inauguration. Never mind. Talking about that, though, the fake news media went from attack dog to fellatio mode as soon as Biden got into office. CNN, Fox News, and the rest of the bunch became nothing more than sex slaves to the demented pedophile and his slut sidekick, Kamala. The whole thing is nothing more than an orgy fest. Makes me sick to my stomach, folks. All right. Biden plans to kill Trump's legacy by destroying, drumroll, please, jobs on his first day in office. Get your Pepto-Bismol ready, folks. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Also, Tim, Q theories crashed and burned, right? Seems like some people out there didn't get the memo. Exactly. I'm still hearing rumors of shadow governments and continue to trust the plan. Oh, my God. The whole theory is running on fumes at this point. All right. We'll talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
The Salty Show.
.com. Yeah, buddy. All right. Well, let's get into this. We're missing Heidi, but apparently she's a. Is Heidi slowly working her way out of the show, guys? I feel like she comes and goes. All right.
Hopefully, they're getting older now.
Yeah.
The girls were supposed to be with their dad this weekend, but he apparently thinks he has COVID, so the girls are staying.
Oh, that's just, perfect. The kids are immune. Just throw them over.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like the chicken pox. I'm just playing. That's child me.
We had six little girls running around us all night last night, so.
Jeremy needed a break. Where's the Jack, man? You should be drinking right now.
Well, most likely we'll probably hear about this next week. So Heidi's going to come tell us a story about what happened with that COVID.
Oh yeah, she was. We were driving back from. We actually put new tires on the truck
already.
That's a story. I don't know if we want to get into that, but we I guess we'll get into that. Heidi has an aunt who's in her early 80s, who has a bucket list, right? And one of the things on her bucket list was zip lining.
Oh, no. Oh,
all right. Friday.
You took her zip lining?
Wait, is this the aunt that we know? You know who we're talking
about? Yeah, that was dancing on tables that fell and fucking and danced again.
Yes. Okay, so anyways, zip lining was on her bucket list. So the family all got together. There are 12 of us, and we all went down to Oro.
Jeremy, pause before you get there. Do you think this might be a Heidi story? I think Heidi might want to share this story, or do you think it?
No, I'm sure she'll
have
something
quick version, not the Heidi version.
Okay. Oh, you're right. Go for it.
All right. So anyways, we all drove down to Oracle, Arizona, which is kind of on the other side of Mount Lemmon from Tucson. So they have Arizona Zipline Adventures, I think is what the name of the place. So we went down there and, the 12 of us, we all went zip lining, and it was kind of weird because they broke us up into two groups, right? So 8 of us in the morning and then 4 in the afternoon.
Oh,
so we did the morning, and in the afternoon we were going to, once you leave the building, right, you zip line away from the building, and they have all these zip lines away from the building. And then the last zip line obviously brings you back to the building. Right. So we watched them zip line away from the building, and then we got in our trucks and we were going to drive up. Apparently there's pepper sauce caves. There's like a cave that you can climb into, and it's like pitch black, and you have to have flashlights and everything. You can kind of root around in this cave. And so we're like, well, let's do that. Well, cause they were going to be gone for an hour or so. So we're like, well, let's drive up there and we can look at the cave, you know, crawl through the cave real quick, and then come back and we can see them zip line back to the building. And so we get in the truck, and, Heidi's brother was there. So all of his family gets in their truck, and we get in our truck, and we're driving up there. And all of a sudden, about halfway up the mountain, it's a rocky mountain road. Halfway up the mountain, the tire pressure thing pops up on the truck. I'm like, and I look at the rear passenger side tire and I'm watching it go from like 36 PSI, 34 PSI,
oh, no.
30 PSI. I'm shit. So yeah, one of the rocks, whatever, punctured the kind of like the sidewall of the tire.
Oh,
and I was like, shit. And that's actually the third. So we bought the truck 2.5 years ago, and that's the third tire that we've had to replace. So I think what happens is the tires that they give you on the truck, they're designed for driving on freeways, right? Yeah. They're not designed for rocks off-road and all that stuff. So yeah. We've been doing a little more of that than we probably should have been. So when the front one went out, it actually blew out on I-17 down by like Cactus. We were doing 75 miles an hour southbound on the 17. And apparently we hit something because it just slit the entire sidewall of the inside sidewall, the passenger front tire. And so we went and got a new tire put on it. And then like a week later, the other tire on the front got a nail kind of like in the sidewall, and they can't when it's in the sidewall, but on the side, it was too close to the sidewall. They couldn't fix it. They had to replace it. So we had two new tires put on the front that were the exact same ones as the back. And then this one blew out and I was just like, you know what? I think I'm going to go with a different tire this time. These are a little light. Yeah. So we went with a little stronger tire. So we put two new ones on the back because the two on the front are basically brand new.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah. So anyways, we were driving back from back from getting new tires.
I think Heidi's version would have been shorter.
No, go ahead.
But anyway, what were we talking about? I forgot what we were talking about.
Zip lining.
Zip lining.
After zip lining. You're right. So that was
caves. So did you actually watch your aunt come back?
Yeah, she did it. It was good. Heidi's parents, mom and dad, and aunt and the aunt's daughter, all four of them were in that group now, and they all came back.
How long is it? Is it long does it last?
So it's five different zip lines, right? And it's about an hour and a half, but you know, you got probably 10, 15 minutes at the beginning where they get everybody strapped into their, you know, you wear a harness and a helmet and gloves, you know, they put everybody all together for that. And then you hike up the mountain a little bit, you get on the platform, and then they go through all the instructions, right? So there's that whole part, which is probably another 5 minutes each, and they do eight at a time, right? So one person zip lines and gets the end of the zip line, and then you wait there for the other seven people to come in. And then you all get in a truck and they drive you up the mountain to the rest of the zip lines. And then you zip line from one zip line to the next zip line to the next zip line. And then there's, like I said, there's five altogether. And then the fifth one is basically a race. There's two zip lines that you race, the two people race back to the original building. So it's fun. It's worth it. I don't know how much it costs because Heidi booked it all through the website. So I don't know what the price on it was, but it was fun. Cool. You know,
it probably was
expensive.
You get a view while you're going on there? Like as you're...
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, the first couple are just getting used to the zip lining, right? They're not like super... The last one where you race down, that's what I would consider a zip line. The other ones were just kind of like, you know, training on how to zip line, right? Because there's a little bit of... You have to learn to slow down because the brakes that they put on them aren't really brakes. They're just like, you know... They slow you down. They're not real brakes, right? So you have to you brake a lot further ahead of time than you think you would normally want to. But if you don't brake, you come flying in and you just hit the springs and it's just like, okay.
I think the last time I did a zip line, do you guys remember that part that there's a zoo out in the west side? What is it called? Wildlife something?
Yeah, Wildlife World Zoo or something like that.
Way out there years ago, I don't know if they still have it. They had a zip lining thing. Yeah. Where
I don't know if they have the zip line, but the zoo's still there.
But you get to see, you know, the lions and go, you know, as you're going down and like, imagine falling. Oops.
So the way to go. They still have the zip line. They also have what do they call those? The aerial trams, like sit in it. It's like a little gondola that goes across the wires. Yeah, and it basically it loops you all the way around the park so you can still see the giraffes and all that stuff from there. But they, with the zip line and stuff, kind of towards the, not to do a commercial for these people, but basically in the back of the zoo, they've kind of built onto it. And it's more like an amusement park now. They have a roller coaster back there. They've got one of those little sky twirler things where you sit in the chair and with the ropes it swings you out, and they have the zip line. So yeah, they're kind of building almost like an amusement park onto the back of that.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. But anyways.
Very cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know what? Let's get into what happened this week. Oh my God. A lot has happened, but we're going to talk about the inauguration. Now, did you guys watch it? And I know people, some people turned it off. I watched it. I had to, you know, because because they hyped it up. It was going to be, you know, basically JFK. And I'm not just talking about, you know, the whole Q bullshit. I'm calling it bullshit, Tim, because right now at this point, it's just a bunch of garbage noise. Anyways, so the Q.
We all knew. First of all, I know we've done some shit. We've had some fun with it. Yeah. But most normal people know that a lot of it was bullshit.
Okay, you know what I mean? But now we can officially say it, right? Because I'm still seeing videos of people saying, you know, trust the plan. It's a shadow guy. And I'm like, okay, I'm done. No. So there's that. And then, but there was also the news media who, you know, was like, well, we don't know if we can trust all those soldiers that are protecting the White House. It was just hysteria, dude. And then Biden, you know, freaking high. We'll get to that. But so, the inauguration, I watched it again because I felt, okay, if this is going to be a JFK thing where Biden gets assassinated, I want to be watching it. You know what I mean? Like, anyway. So here is the inauguration. It was a star-studded event. We even had Hunger Game characters. Did you guys see this? Did you guys see Lady Gaga's?
No, I didn't.
Dress. Did you see Lady Gaga's dress?
It was over the top. It was over the top.
So she had this. Do you remember what was that? What was that character that had like the wig and the white hair? That lady. What was her name? Oh my God! But she was.
Oh, I don't remember.
I barely remember that movie myself, but I remember that character.
Oh, you like how he backtracks on being a
Hunger Game fan.
I'm not.
I barely know this. I don't know anything about the show.
No, but Lady Gaga shows up like one of the characters. She's even wearing the bird symbol on her, a big old bird symbol on her dress. Ridiculous, dude. So there was that. Now, who else was there? President Clinton and all the previous presidents except Trump, but. What's his name? Did go, Pence was Pence. There. That was interesting. But let me start it off with this video of a former president. Now, this video alone tells you exactly how this event turned out. And let me unmute this. Oh, I guess you don't need to hear it. But is he Bill Clinton falling asleep?
As Americans. Especially as leaders, leaders who have pledged to honor our Constitution,
rock-a-bye,
protect baby. Our nation.
As citizens, how old is he now?
He's up there. He's probably younger than Biden, though.
isn't he like the oldest person to ever get elected as president?
Yeah, he is. He's
Biden was Biden. There. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Biden is the oldest president. Yeah, and I think Clinton at that time he was the youngest. I think he was or close to it. All right, so
I thought JFK was the youngest.
Oh, you might be right. I don't know. Anyways, so again, Bill Clinton falling asleep, and then we had Chris Wallace, who came out. He said he had a hard on the whole time he watched Biden's speech.
Wait, what? He said that when?
He didn't really say that, but he basically said that was the best speech given ever. No, I'm not kidding. That's what he said. He said this has been the best inauguration speech given. Chris Wallace.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Now,
what? Again, I don't get it.
Dude, and again, it was a snooze fest. It was just boring. You know how normally you see an inauguration and you hear the crowds and the cheering and all that? Nothing. It was just dead air and the awkward silence between each act, because that's what it was. You know, J-Lo goes up there, Lady Gaga goes up there, and then it was just weird.
Wait. They J-Lo went up J-Lo. And did what? Made sang. A speech?
No, she sang. She sang. What did she sing?
Sang the national anthem or something?
No, she didn't sing the national anthem. She sang, what was that? The other song that they sing.
Despacito?
Yes, Despacito. She sang WAP. Okay, well, here's another. This is you're gonna find. So now, again, think about the optics, dude. Because again, you guys didn't watch it, but I'm sure you guys saw highlights of it. There were more military soldiers there. There were more soldiers there. The National Guard, then there were actual people,
spectators
watching it. This is weird. Like, just watching it gives you this dystopian feeling because it was surrounded by just soldiers and the citizenry. Now, this again, folks, we were told that this was the most popular president in history. He's got the most votes, but this doesn't look like the most popular president in history, folks. No matter what they would have said, you would think that there would have been people either just in their cities. This would have happened for Trump. If they would have said you can't go to Washington, Trump fans would have gone to rallies at their own capitals and made, you know, a big old fest, because we would have been happy. Exactly. Everywhere. Silence. Now, guess who else wasn't at this inauguration? And the reasons given.
AOC.
Now, what was the reason AOC did not go to this inauguration?
She was afraid. She was afraid that her coworkers want to kill her.
She was afraid that
Pence doesn't feel safe.
She thought Pence would attack her.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding, Jeremy.
So she has mental problems and needs to be removed from the House of Representatives.
Yeah. And she's the one that's calling for this chaos. Yes.
That kind of the whole last 4 years from the left is I'm scared of everything.
No,
they tell you no. And I need a safe space and I can't go to work anymore because I'm afraid I'll die from a disease that.
Yep. You're right.
You're a Nazi. I'm a Nazi. He's a Nazi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the narrative.
I see you guys at all the meetings, so I'm assuming you're Nazis.
Hey, you know what I mean? Like, I got my Aryan flag with me.
He's Guatemalan.
Yeah, exactly. Look, so, you know, she didn't go because she was afraid, as Tim says. Now, one thing that happened after this, you know, because again, you guys didn't really miss anything. Chris Wallace called this the most inspirational speech given. Like I said, dude, it was a fucking orgy fest by the media, literally falling over themselves to praise Biden on this speech. Literally, there was lights leading down from what was it? The steps of the Congress all the way to the Washington Monument. And what they were saying was, oh, these lights are like Biden's arms stretching out across the country to hug the country. This is how look, if I play it for you, dude, this is how stupid it is and it sounds. And this was the media that was all about, oh, Trump is a hater. Trump is this. Now, what Biden said in his speech is very alarming, dude, because, you know, he wants to cloak it with, oh, we're going to go after the KKK. We're going to go after these neo-Nazis and we're going to go after these people. But when he says that, that's code word for he's going to go after anybody who wore a MAGA hat, anybody who criticizes his administration. Now, people heard that in this. And again, Chris Wallace said this was the most inspirational speech. Fuck you, Chris Wallace, you fucking cuck. So he says this shit. You know, Biden says, oh, I want to, you know, go after these people. OK, what happens? The military hears this, dude. Now, and they're not dumb, dude. And what they did, in my opinion, deserves an applause and deserves a sigh of relief from the rest of America, because, again, people want to say and want to give excuses. I'm going to show you the video, but the excuses they want to give do not pan out, because, and I'll explain to you why. So let me show you this video, Jeremy. Soldiers.
I want to see this.
Soldiers turned their back to Biden as soon as he's, you know, how his motorcade, you know, is going down. What was that? Pennsylvania Avenue, one of the big avenues down in Washington, where you know normally the presidents go out and walk. You know, he was in his car. It was no, there was no walking, there was no cheering, nothing like in 2016 with Trump. No, he's in his car, and you see what the look. Let me show you what the military does, dude. And now I don't know if you can see this very well, Jeremy, but the first thing
some
to notice
turned
is
turned around.
So the first thing to notice is nobody's clapping. None of them. None of them are cheering him on, and some of them have their back towards
oh,
him.
Oh wow, dude! There's like whole section of them sections that are turned back around.
But now people want to say no. They were told they have to keep an eye out because there was going to be some sniper somewhere going to try to kill Biden. In his bulletproof car.
Okay, hold on. But yeah, hold on. There's a sniper somewhere. We need you to look out there. Are you going to stop a bullet by looking at it? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
When you're clumped like that, you're not looking for a sniper.
No.
You're chilling.
That.
Yeah. And like I said, to me, even if that's what they were doing, you know damn well if this would have been Trump, people would have been clapping. People would have been waving at him. Not one soldier. And again,
well,
people.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, all right. So, I can understand soldiers not clapping. Right? They're doing their job. They're trained not to do that sort of thing. But where are the people? Right.
Exactly. Which is again the optics. Now I'll show you right now after this. I'm going to show you a video of Trump arriving in Florida. Okay, and contrast that to this because look. This if this would have happened to Trump, you know damn well the news media would have been showing these pictures all day, every day. They would have, Jeremy. Now, I'm putting up this meme because it's worth reading. And I'm sorry for the listener, but basically what you see is Biden's motorcade right in front of that video we just saw where the majority of soldiers have their back turned towards him. And the title of it says, "We did it. We ended fascism." With the image of a president, the most popular president in history, surrounded by soldiers and not one citizen. This image speaks volumes. This is louder. And again, if we had an honest media, they would have reported this. Now, compare and contrast that to the guy who lost. Now, this is Trump. Arriving in Florida, dude. If Gab will ever work. Gab never works for me.
Oh, my God, dude. Gab is
poor
the
Gab.
They'll
figure it out. Hold on. Okay, so here it is. This is Florida, dude. This is Trump arriving in Florida. And, oh, God. Jesus, Gab. Work with me. give us a guy. This is the struggle that we're dealing with. Now, no, I do want to say something though. I feel that a lot of people are throttling their servers. I promise you, there is some malfeasance here. This is not, anyways. That's for another day. No, it isn't, dude. But again, look, this is Trump's motorcade, and it stopped. It was really quick. But what you see is. You know, crowds waving their flag and cheering him on. He's no longer
even the
president.
Dog's happy.
He's no longer
even that
president.
Dog was happy.
Yep. Yeah.
So, this, like I said, dude, this shows you the difference between the one who was really voted in and the one who was put in. Because Biden didn't win this. Biden was put in there.
Yeah, it's... It's confusing the little things that I see here and there on, you know, YouTube or whatever. And it's just these news reporters, it's becoming very, very clear to me the power of the
pussy,
the propaganda machine. Right. Oh, my God. Because.
Sorry. Oh,
I'm sorry. We lost it. All.
Because you just. It had nothing to do with
God.
It.
I'm sorry.
It had nothing to do with it.
I couldn't resist
pussy,
that.
I know this one. Pussy.
I couldn't resist it. I could not resist because you had that pause. The power of
sorry,
the...
sorry, sorry, Jeremy. Freaking
sorry,
Tim.
Jeremy.
He just threw me off.
Oh my god! But
the power of the press.
The power of the propaganda. Right? It's not the power of the press anymore because the press, in theory, is supposed to be, you know.
Yeah.
Speaking what's really
unbiased.
Happening. It's all propaganda, unbiased. Right. It's all propaganda now. I sit there and I listen to these reporters, and not even the reporters. Who's the guy that the Noah, whoever that does the Daily Show now?
That fucking guy.
Yeah, he was like on there, and I'm listening to like a 20-second spiel of his, and I'm like, do you really believe what you're saying?
You want to punch the guy right in his face because it's annoying.
And you're like, did you check any of those statements that you just made for whether or not they're the truth? And the point is, he thinks they're the truth.
Yeah.
He thinks that Trump is a racist. He thinks that Trump's a white supremacist.
He's being paid to say that talking point.
I don't know.
No, I think he really believes.
No,
all say the same message.
Yes, exactly. It's China, dude. Go ahead, Tim. I know exactly where you're going.
I really feel that they don't really believe it. They're being paid. When you got money coming in to say an agenda, that's propaganda because people watch and listen and they're like, oh my God, they're just riling them up. If you can't tell me because I'm actually having an argument right now with a friend through DMs because she's like, oh, morals and human rights are an issue with Trump. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, Joe Biden is the most racist president we've ever had.
Right.
You can't say that.
No. In modern times.
In recent times,
you have a guy that's saying, I'm for racial injustices, but tells people you ain't black if you vote for Trump.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's racist. You know, the cockroaches story and all that shit. But anyway, but back to your point, to the point of the press, everybody's in unison with everything they say. Okay. Every step of the way with the whole Biden inauguration. Oh, she looks so beautiful and everything. Dude, Melania looked amazing in that
exact,
you know, And they go, Jill Biden, oh, she's real beautiful. And we actually have somebody that speaks English now as a FLOTUS.
Oh, that's racist.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
That's fucking racist.
I'm like, how the fuck is that allowed? And people are like, yeah.
How many languages does Jill Biden speak?
I don't think she speaks English. You know what I'm saying?
Dude. What's her first?
I saw this. Tell them about the meme that came out with Jill Biden. And then because they're wearing basically the same outfit for inauguration, what Melania and Jill, what Melania wore in 2016 and what Jill Biden wore in, this week, which, it was when you order something on Wish, what it looks like and what it gets there. There's a bunch of those.
All those memes. You have Donald Trump Jr. and then Hunter Biden is what you get. You know what I mean?
Hunter Biden with a crack pipe.
Bernie Sanders memes because Bernie Sanders was all dressed up in such a... He's going to get... But real quick.
Mittens.
We're going to touch on this real quick. We're going to touch on this real quick from the power of the press. For 6 months, we heard mail-in voting is safe and secure, and every fact check under the world said, disputed the claim that Trump was lying, and there's no issues with it. Okay, we saw that there was plenty of issues with it. So now, the Amazon workers are looking to vote on unionizing. You know what Amazon came out and said in the Washington Post, which is their spokesperson, Amazon, Bezos own. Even though it's a pandemic, in-person voting is a lot safer than mail-in voting. So you mean to tell me it's okay to now say mail-in voting is bad to make sure that you don't unionize because it could be manipulated and there's cheating in mail-in ballots, but it's secure enough for the presidential fucking election?
Right then, is the power
of the press.
You bring up a great point, Tim, and we were going to get to it later, but it's worth mentioning it right now because, see, The left right now is celebrating. They won the House, the Senate, and everything. Okay, they're celebrating because they think they won a victory. But we mentioned it last week. The Democrats suffered massive losses across the states, and something that you're seeing right now happen, and it started in Arizona, but a lot of states are following. And this is going to continue going itself to the courts. These Republican legislative bodies are now implementing rules that are going to tighten up these elections and prevent this type of voter fraud in the future. And they have to. And I think this was the big wake-up call. So what Arizona started doing right now, and the Democrats are freaking out, is they're saying, you cannot be as a registered voter for more than years. And if you haven't voted in any election, we're not going to keep you registered. All right? You can register, but if you don't participate for two elections in a row, we remove you. And this makes so much sense. Yes, of course, because who knows what that where that person is at today. And this is just the beginning. I think a lot of Republican states are realizing, folks, this was stolen, and we need to put in measures here that are going to be clear. Because a lot of this was clouded with doubt. You know, the courts didn't want to play a role. And so right now, the legislative bodies are tightening this shit up. Now, I do want to get into still in the inauguration, what happened. So one thing to notice is, because we knew this, if Trump wins, cities are going to burn, right? We said that. Trump wins, cities will burn. How many cities are burning
all summer?
Well, how many cities? But you know that damn well that the news media would have only encouraged it, and they would have incited it. The word right now. Oh, incite. Yeah. Anyway, so you know damn well the media would have said, oh, they're justified in their anger because blah, 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 blah. But how many cities have MAGA people burned? Anybody?
Zero?
None.
Zero. Zilch. None. Now, let me show you what 2016 looked like after Trump was elected. He hadn't done anything. All he has said was Mexico doesn't send their best people. Right? And everybody's like, oh, that's it. He's freaking the Ku Klux Klan. And he won the election. And this is what Washington, D.C. looked like at that time. Okay?
Thousands turned out across Washington with the plan of meeting up for a mass rally a few blocks from the White House. Authorities say the protests were
burning cars. We forget this shit, dude. Breaking windows.
I didn't forget.
No, but I'm telling you, people forget. This is what happened. Now, imagine if Trump supporters had done this. They would have been arrested, dude.
74 million people would have been in gulags.
Exactly. So, and again, I show you the video of some other organization, because honestly, Al Jazeera is as trustworthy as MSNBC, CNN today. It's sad to say, but they might be showing even more honest news, because what the news media today does is they exclude, right? They lie by omission. They don't tell you what happens. They don't tell you that Portland today, still is burning. In Washington state, there are riots happening by BLM Antifa, who now realize, shit, we were played. They're slowly realizing. I think BLM posted something that says maybe we made a mistake, guys, by voting Biden in.
BLM, but I think that was a joke. I think that might have been a joke meme.
Are you sure?
I tried looking for it. I didn't see it, but I did see Sean King. So yeah. Sean King, who's very influential in BLM, he came out. He's like, wow, Biden said day one he's gonna fix shit, and it's day one. Nothing. Day two, nothing. Day three, not. He's like, huh?
What exactly does he want Biden to fix?
I don't think anybody knows anymore.
It's a serious question, right? BLM
they want racial injustice. Fixed, exactly. Does that mean defunding the cops and letting every criminal out and starting? Oh, I don't know. See, I have no idea anymore.
See, it's so chaotic. You ask a great question, Jeremy. But see, it's all the Marxist bullshit that they want, which is wealth redistribution, which is imposing, more social justice, which means more division into the country. Right. When you look at the plight that they say they're fighting for, it never ends. Right. Because a lot of us said, OK, well, you know what? LGBT rights. Sure. Q. Sure. Plus, okay, LMNOPQRSTUV, and it doesn't end. It doesn't fucking end. And now, and we've said this over and over again. Before, it was tolerance, then it was acceptance, And now it's celebration. If you don't celebrate this, then, you know, and Biden comes out and one of the, his first executive orders is
he ruined the women's movement,
the women's movement, where he says now that because what started happening is that some states, I think, was it some states or even in federal? I don't know where he imposes, but most of the federal, most of the executive orders that he does is applies only to federal. But he imposed, I don't know this very well, but I know it had to do with women's rights and having trans folks participate in women's sports. So I don't know where he applied this, but a lot of feminist movements and came out saying, this hurts the women movement, folks.
Yeah.
No shit.
Cornucopia? What was her name? Is it Nadia?
Mm-hmm.
Cornucopia? Was she, who was the, so, the yeah, lesbian so right tennis here. Player? The real
yeah, read it, Jeremy. I'm sorry, Tim, so that we can get the right information.
So Biden, in an executive order aimed at preventing and combating discrimination on the basis of gender identity and sexual orientation, is calling on schools across the country to allow transgender athletes to participate in the sport of their gender identity. Children should be able to learn without worrying about whether they will be denied access to the restroom, the locker room, or school sports. And this was released on the first day of his presidency. So this is, you know, and the order is a strong signal that the Justice Department is going to enforce via Title IX, and schools that don't comply risk losing funding.
There you go.
Look,
yep.
I'm, dude, nobody should be ever bullied, discriminated, or anything based on their orientation, what they believe. It's wrong. You don't go, I would never go up to, I might not agree with it, but I'll never go up to a transgender and fucking punch him in the face and call him a piece of shit. You know nobody's what I mean? That's your choice.
That. Yeah, nobody's right. advocating that.
But when you start saying they are allowed to play in sports, there's already been articles that have come out and said, this is might not be the best idea, because even when they go through, you know, if they go through the full transformation with the hormones, they still are genetically superior. They still yeah. have that. They still have the body structure that is stronger than female. So if a transgender male goes plays in the WNBA, the odds of him, odds of her, or you know, transgender excelling over the, they can dunk, they can do a lot of things. You know, they have.
All right.
You're shitting on the sport. Because mm-hmm. now these females are yeah, like, and, shit, we just spent all this time to get our own thing, and we've been fighting for better pay and everything. But now, you can't make it in the NBA, throw a wig on, and now they'll pay you a million.
I saw this video, was it a PragerU video? And it's one of the girls who competed, and she was winning medals. And now, I think two or three boys who compete in the same, what is that called, triathlon, when you run? I forgot what that race is.
Decathlon?
Some one of those thalons. So and when they run, these guys obviously they beat her out, and so she can no longer win any medals. And they're men. Now some of these guys participated in the men, and they would be dead last in a men's race. Right? They wouldn't even come close in a men's race. And so you know if you're looking at somebody who wants to take advantage of the system, why not say, you know what, I identify as a girl and I'm going to go race with them and I'm going to win medals. And that's what they're doing. So look, and who gets hurt here is women. Women who can no longer get the scholarships to go to the colleges because, you know, now a man is getting it. And maybe he might feel like a female, but like Tim says, your body structure and your muscles, they're very different than that of a woman. And it's, this is not made up. This is science, folks. Science. The crowd that loves science turns a blind eye. What was that movie? Bird? It was like, I can't see that.
Oh, dude, that meme was great. Did you see that?
Yeah.
But this is, so this, again, this is not against the community. It now you're saying a trans, the way I'm reading this, is that they're protected in the job. Okay, so now if a transgender female is now going on a job application and puts female, you know, and then a she, you know, her, she, her, fills out her, you know, form, You can't deny, you know, an interview or anything, but same education, but odds are they're probably going to give it to the transgender. But then technically it was a mess, you know, so
yeah.
Where are you going with this? So yeah. It's like now it's like they're stealing it away. Yeah. Yeah. And no, at the end of the day, like if you're, look, you so have a dick. Look,
this is man.
You still have man, you know, if you look, have a dick, you're still a man.
It's man.
If you want to think about a way to circumvent the system, this would be it. Men are outsmarting women, sure, by saying, okay, well, cool. Now you want to have quotas on females in colleges. Cool. I identify as a female. Checkmate.
Well, so what I want to do is I want to identify as a black female veteran who's handicapped and over 65 years old, so I can collect my retirement, right, and everything else that comes along with being those groups. What,
you know, again, like we say, you know, tolerance, accepting. Now it's celebrate, you know, and now it's the norm, but it's like, insurance, you want to be protected. I'm okay. You know, but now you're starting to get into, you're screwing over women's right. Honestly, like it doesn't affect me. You know what I'm saying? But it affects, you know, your kids, other kids, you know, when I say it doesn't affect, like it is what it is, you know, but if you're trying to, you know, we've spent years and generations saying to females, you can be whatever you want. You don't need a, you know, all this building them up. And to me, this is almost like just breaking them down again. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
it's a terrible,
because now they're competing against men and transgenders. So before it was just, you know, they were competing against the man, you know, for a job. So and now you're saying, oh, you're competing against a man plus a transgender.
Well, and
you know, and now you
shouldn't even look at it that way, because it doesn't matter if you're a man, a woman, or pretending to be something else. If you're good at your job,
yeah, but
you should be able to prove that you're good at your job and get
that
job.
That doesn't exist, because all these companies are like, it's like a lot of companies, and you know, my former employer, right? Everything I've heard from people is that they want to hire more females.
Yeah, diversity is the big hot word.
So it doesn't matter if they're better than, you know, if they're not as good as, you know, the male manager. Oh, but you know, boom, done. You know, but now that female includes the, you know, transgenders, because they identify as a female.
You know, how stupid is that in, you're talking about the field of IT, okay? The field of IT is dominated by men, because men go into these. This is what men are drawn to in general. More men are drawn to IT. By you saying that, you first of all, you're removing the opportunity for men who could, you know what I mean? Like, what is that? Yeah. What is that term I'm looking for? But anyway, so men can get better at something here if you find a job and you can work your way up, because that's what men are drawn to. Excel. There you go. So, and now you are kind of forcing women to, hey, women, come to IT. And it's like, well, no, because we want to go here. And it's proven that, you know, in these Scandinavian countries where they have more opportunity, you know, they have created a society where, like, you know what, we're not going to impose this on men, on gender roles and all this stuff. And what they found was that women tend to like the same things as they do here in America. They're drawn to the same lines of business, which is nursing, right, medical, right, and stuff like that. And it's like, well, here you have they're a homogenous society, but at least they're, you know, they're attempting this, they're experimenting with this. We're not going to impose these ideas on, you know, assign these gender roles on our society. Yeah. But guess what? They've done it freely. And so this has nothing to do with the way that society is structured. This goes even down to a biological evolutionary level. And so when, the crowd that talks about science is willing to turn a blind eye just so that they can have their version of equality. And in my opinion, this is detrimental. Yeah.
Yeah. To your point, I sat down with a recent college graduate. She, just got a job as a teacher. And I asked her, oh, well, why'd you be, you know, I was asking her, well, how was your school? What did you go to school for? So originally I went to school for, I think it was nursing. And she's like, and I took some of the nursing classes and I realized that it just wasn't for me. And she's like, I wanted to work with kids, so I became a teacher. I'm like, oh, so basically you've made your life decision based on the fact that you like kids. like, you like being around kids. She's like, yeah, I really do like kids. I'm like, okay, great. And I talked to a male who was in the basically the same graduating class as her, and he has no interest in kids. He doesn't like kids. They're annoying to him, right? And so this idea that she and him should both go into the same field because we need to teach girls that, hey, you can be a scientist and you can be a, you know, a nerd, or for lack of a, you know, whatever you want to describe it. Just like, no, you let them do what they want to do. And this
is choice,
right? It's their choice. And the thing is, even I've seen reports of female CEOs, right? The number one reason why female CEOs leave their position is because they want to go spend more time with their families. They're more, women are more family oriented, and they don't like the idea of working 80, 90, 100 hours a week at these jobs where men thrive at doing that.
Well, because we've always been, been told that, like, not to go work 100 hours, but we always, you know, and that's what they're trying to change, the stigma where the man was always, hey, the men, you know, provided, the women were the nurturers. So they've been trying to change this for a long time.
And I'm Tim. Look, here's what the point that I want to make along those lines is that it's not that men and women, we choose these things from a logical perspective, right? This is on an emotional level. And again, it's even, look, nature, if you want to say God or nature or evolution, something way back when chose what sex was going to be the caregiver. Why? Because it said, you are going to be the one who is going to get pregnant. You're going to carry this baby for 9 months. Nature chose. And so they build a chemical something. It's there, folks. You cannot deny this.
A bond.
You know, a bond, exactly. And so when we come in and say, oh, we're blind. No, this doesn't exist. You're an idiot. Again, this is the fucking science crowd ignoring science, ignoring thousands, millions of years of evolution and saying, fuck you, evolution. Fuck you, everything that's come before you. We know better. What? Okay, well, good luck trying to convince that.
It's a new science. It's a new type of science. It's emotional science. They're trying to change the physical ideology of science and skew it to be an emotional, like, oh, even though you were born with the parts of a male or a female, your mind says you identify differently. So now it's like, oh, I'm a girl with a dick, or I'm a female. I'm a man with a vagina. It's like, whoa, you know, like, you're identifying as, you know, the emotional part of it. Like, you know, women who fix cars. Oh, I identify more like that's more of a manly thing. So I identify. No, nobody says as a female, as a normal female, you can't do this shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Right. Does any female going into a field that's predominantly male get picked on? Yeah, it happens. It happens, you know, because.
But same thing with the man. Same thing with the man who goes into a woman's field.
No, I'm not debating. I'm just saying. But a guy going into healthcare, listening to, you know, females talking about what female things, they just ignore it. But like when a female goes into a male dominated industry, and you know, you're in a garage, right? Fixing cars. Guys talk nasty shit. You know what I'm saying? So, but now when you have
Jeremy, do you concur?
No, come on. Guys curse. We say inappropriate it is what we dick and fart jokes. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
So, but now when you have a female present, you want to give that person respect. And, you know, if you, everything is a dick and fart joke and it's like, all right, she can't relate to that. You know what I mean? Like, so,
well, she could.
but you try to have more respect, but then they feel, you know, then you're hitting on them or being disrespected. Well, you know, you see a lot of that shit, you know,
I have a story that, where in a predominantly, one sex, you know, and you bring in another sex. So, job I used to work at, oh my God, maybe 19 years ago. There was the office, because I got hired for a new position, and this office that I went into, it was like a room. There was about seven of us in there, but it was six girls, and then I was the new guy, right? And it was just all females. And I remember, you know, the first week that I was there, you know, you guys know my personality. You know, I'm like talking to everybody. And the females in this room were of all different ages, young and then old. I remember after a few weeks, one of the older women came up to me. She's like, you know, I want to tell you something. And I'm like, what's up? And she's like, before you came into this room, these women here were about to kill each other. No, this is, she's telling me this. She's like, but here's my, you know, you guys know my approach. When a girl starts getting all emotional, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know, like, calm down. You know, that's my approach. Be like, you need to relax, you know, call them out. Because that's how I would react. You know what I mean? Like, first of all, you're out of control. Control your emotions. You know, this is how, and she, again, this older woman posed me. She's like, you know, when you came in, you kind of control these crazy, you know, like hens in the hen house. And I go, and to me, I realize, you know, that men bring something to the table. When people say, oh, you know, both sexes are the same, it's like, no, everybody brings something to the table. And this is the lie that we've been telling ourselves just because we don't want to offend the other sex and we want to lie to each other. But there's a difference, and you see it. You see it in the interaction. Like Tim says, in a workplace, you're going to have men, when they're around each other, men talk, they make sick jokes, they rib each other. And that's a way that men show that we care about each other. You think women will tell another girl, oh, look at what kind of dress are you wearing? You look really no.
They're gonna fucking kill each other.
You look fat in that. Oh God, they can't do that. But you know, I can look at Tim can look at me, or I can and be like, bro, are you gonna wear that? That you look like a sausage in that shit. You know, like, you know. But we rib each other because that's what we do. I mean, like, you know, come on, guys. Let's be honest. This is what happens. Men rib each other.
Yeah.
But no, you can't say that nowadays because, oh, now you're a sexist. Now you don't, you know, but I feel that our older generations that are dying breed, man, I'm telling you, this is that we're losing this. Understood that. They understood that there was a difference, but now men are women are men. We all want the same thing. And we're all telling each other this because,
oh man.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I remember the first, so I've heard that before. I've heard that for a while, right? Men and women are exactly the same. And I've always thought to myself, that's stupid. You know, that's something you hear on the news or, you know, some crazy person, left-wing person or whatever. And I remember the first time I heard a woman actually say it. One of you two was there. It was at Cherry Bombers. We were out on the patio and talking to this girl. It was probably
Saul. Oh yes, yes, I remember. Yes, yes.
And we were talking with her, and she's like, "Men and women are the same." And we both kind of we stopped for a second. We're both like, "What?"
Yeah.
She's like, "Men and women are exactly the same." And we're like, "No. What are you talking about? Were you? Right. It was you, right?"
Yes, Saul? It was. I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just like, "What makes you think that?" And we had it was probably like a 5 or 10 minute conversation with her about it. I'm like, what?
But nobody's the same. Like, look, you want to say we're the same as people, then we should be treated as people equally? 100%.
Right. Yeah,
he has skills that I don't have, and I have skills that he doesn't have, skills that you have, none of us. You know what I'm saying? So you can't say Tim and Jeremy are completely equal. Yeah. No. You put a screwdriver in my hand, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. You know, you put me in front of
I get your point. Right.
I can't build a fucking plane, right.
Neither one of us can ride a horse like Jockey Boy up here. Yeah.
Fuck see, you, right Jerry. There, you can't make that joke. Short joke. Short joke. This guy's got that short joke. I think you got to call me Seabiscuit. Good.
But like, there's things that we like. There's skills that we all have, and so you can't say that we're all fucking equal.
Right? Crazy. Now, and it's not to say that, you know, you don't clump all of men together and all of women together. Right? There's the majority of the women would rather stay at home and raise kids than go to the work. And that's not to say that there are some women out there who are like, I don't want to do that. And I understand
women.
You don't want to do that, and that's fine. But you are the small minority.
Let me ask you this. Jeremy, though. Like, if a man told you, and just your first reaction, I'm not telling you as to answer the right way. If a man tells you, "Hey, man, I don't want to work. I just want to stay home with my kids." Like, what's your gut reaction about that man?
I would think less of him, I believe.
I and I'm with you. Just not... I'm the same way because, look, not only do I have conservative values, but, among Hispanics, there's roles, there are gender roles. And so, but again, this is not just a social thing. This is not a social construct. This goes down to our makeup, our biology, our genetics. This is somewhere in there. It may be in our part of our brain that's the most primitive part of it. Look,
but that's the emotional science.
Well, before we get too far on this, you just presented a very, thin layer of. A guy comes to you and says, I just want to stay at home and raise my kids. It's like, okay, that triggers off of that's unusual for a male behavior.
A male.
If you get deeper into it, let's say we get deeper into it and we come to find out, the guy, his parents were filthy rich and he inherited $3 billion and he doesn't want to go to work. He wants to
stay. Let me give you more details. The guy can't, he doesn't have that. He's not wealthy. He's not nothing. He just wants to stay home and raise the kids. And he wants his wife to go work.
So I'm working down the ladder here. Right. So let's say he's just a single parent and he has billions of dollars in the bank and just wants to stay at home with his kids. That's different than the guy who hasn't done shit with his life, who likes to sit on the couch and play Xbox all day, expects his wife to go to the bartender job that she has and pay the bills for the entire family. Those are two completely different men.
Hold on. So let me give you the specifics, okay? And you're right, because maybe I shouldn't. So let me give you the specifics, okay? No, he doesn't want to stay home and play Xbox all day. He wants to take care. He wants to raise. He's being genuine. He wants to stay home, raise his kids, but he wants his wife to go and be the one to be the breadwinner. Do you think something's wrong with this guy from your standpoint?
Well, something wrong. Not necessarily something wrong. Something definitely. Out of the ordinary, right?
Right.
Like we were saying before, there's a large percentage of women want to stay home and raise the kids, and a small section of those women don't. They want to go be career people. That's fine. There's also the same thing going on the male side. The majority of the males want to go out and earn the money, and there's a small percentage of those men that want to stay home and raise the kids, right? This example would be a very small portion of those men.
Well, I mean, there's different scenarios as well. Let's say for the first 20 years of, 25 years of a man's life, 20, 25 years, he got on a job early, union, boom, he retires in 20 years. Now he retires. When he says, I'm going to retire, my retirement at, after 20 years, and he's still young, he's got two kids, I'm going to stay home with my kids. And, because he's already worked, got his retirement. He's like, my wife can go to work. He's like, I'll stay home with, I'll stay home, pick him up,
Right. So
he's essentially did everything in the beginning to be able to stay home.
Right. Which is,
What I'm saying?
A similar story of the billionaire, right? He doesn't need to work. He is providing for his family.
I guess the point that I'm talking about that I was trying to make is, of course, you're going to find exceptions, but in general, I think we it's more acceptable nowadays. For a woman to say, I don't want to stay home. I want to go to work like my husband does. Right. And society has told us you cannot object to that. Right. And the second that you say, maybe that's not a good idea. Maybe you should try to raise your kids. It's like deemed, oh God, what kind of sexist, and so, but if we turn this around and tell, because look, those same women, if you say, well, the guy doesn't want to work. He wants to raise his kids and he wants you to go to work. Well, what kind of man is that? Because this is the reality. Women want their cake and they want to eat it too. And so this is why, look, we can right now, society, we're focused on hammering the male nail and male chauvinism. And let's remove this from society and let's raise women up. But at the same time, you're hurting society by doing that because you're expecting men to fulfill their roles. And at the same time, you're saying that some male characteristics are toxic and all this and all that. All I'm saying is that there's a fight against men today and that I think should be challenged.
But that's part of the stuff that got taken off, certain groups' websites, how they want to break up the nuclear family. They want it to be more, this. So, and look, I'm not like super, you know, I have conservative ideals and things like, but I feel I'm a little bit more, I just have logic. When you look at numbers, people, when they get together, when you look at divorce rates and you look at why these, and you look at all these these fucking broken homes. When I say broken homes, you know, you got the mom and the dad and the kid is like the fucking, the pawn, but you know, they swing around. They don't ever, a lot of people do not pick the right partner. You know, yeah, they go home from the, you know, you hear a lot, oh, the guy was cute. We went home and now I'm pregnant, you know, and now we're trying to make it work. The odds of that happen, you know, a physical attraction does not make a long-term partnership, because if you have different ideals outside of the physical, you know, physical aspect, it's going to fail. If you believe this and you believe that, you can never do this. So now you got all these kids being raised in a, you know, non-nuclear family, confused because the dad does this, the mom does this, and it's a power struggle. They're not being raised with equal values. So when you look at a lot of our generations and the previous ones, regardless of how toxic, you know, the house was, they were raised with certain ideals and morals and values, and that carried over. But then when they got with their partners, they got divorced. So now you're seeing like, oh, it used to be, oh, I'm so sorry, your parents are divorced. Now it's like, oh, your parents are divorced. That's normal. Like the norm is the norm is divorce. The crazy that, shit is, wait, your parents are still together?
Yeah, you go to years? The kid that goes to school with their parents still together. Everyone looks at him like, what's wrong with your family?
Yeah.
Why don't you have two dads and two moms?
Exactly.
Why don't you have two Christmases and two birthdays?
But think about that. We are seeing, seeing it. We're seeing the breakup of, you know, the family. Yeah. And we just looked at it as, oh, that's okay. You know, but it really is the norm now.
You know what,
Tim? A nuclear family is not the norm.
And I think the first casualties in that war, exact war that you're talking about, Tim, I think the first casualties were in the African-American community. Because, look, I'm going to say something that, oh my God, I'm going to say something, but I have to say this because for stupid people out there, you have to say this. I am in no way justifying slavery. And none of that. That was sick. It was evil. And I'm glad it ended. Thank God it ended. Okay. So I have to say this. But if you look at that time, during that time, even during slavery, even during Jim Crow laws, there were more fathers in black homes than there are today. And something happened. And there was a movement to eliminate the father. And the first casualties of that were, again, in the African American community, because what they did is they said, we are going to repair this, and we're going to give these women all this money. And look, human beings are flawed. Okay, this could have happened to any race. It's not just the black race. It's not. But they were targeted. And so now you have women who are receiving this government assistance who now say, well, I don't need a man in the house. So bye. Now, sure, we did it out of the goodness of the heart. When I say we, I say America. We did this, you know, felt guilty about everything that had happened. But it's been detrimental to the African-American community. It has. And nobody can deny that. And so, and you eliminated the father from the home. And it was all through good intentions, but there's been repercussions of that. And now we are propagating this across all other races in society. And this is only going to get worse. And look, we went off on a tangent here. I mean, but look, it's good. We have these discussions, but I want to reel it back in. Because what led into this conversation was Biden and his inauguration. Now, one thing that I want to mention, Biden, one thing that I want to mention before we move on, because I'm going to talk about some of his gaffes. This is just numbers. Biden had around 10 million people watching his inauguration across all the networks, across, you know, social media. 10 million people was the final count. Now, do you guys remember how much Trump had during his inauguration? This is 4 years ago.
No, I don't remember the numbers.
50 probably million. 30. 50 million. And
well, that now lines up with voting.
Now, if you remember, at that time, there were not, you know, think about what's happening today. A lot of people are working from home, right? You have the ability to turn on the TV and watch it as opposed to, you know, being at work and you're not able to watch. So technically there should have been more people watching Biden's speech because they could. But there was only 10 million compared to 15 million. To me, this election was clearly stolen. The numbers are showing
the most popular president.
Right. Now, let's go into some of the gaffes that we have seen so far. And this is not even, it hasn't been a week yet.
Joe Biden is not my fucking president. Joe Biden is not my president.
It hasn't been a week yet. But one of the first things that, this is fucking hilarious, dude. So Jill and Joe Cornpop, they were awkwardly shut out of the house, the White House. Let me show you this. Moment, Joe and Jill Biden were left awkwardly standing in the cold outside the White House when doors to their new residence didn't open because Chief Usher had been fired 5 hours earlier. So they fired. Now, let me show you this video. So they're just this is pictures. So they're just standing out there waiting for somebody to open the door for them. They fired.
Hold on.
They fired the butler, dude.
Who fired the Chief Usher? Was that Trump before I left, or was it Biden?
It was Biden. Do you think why would Trump?
I don't
know.
My second question is, why can't the president open his own fucking door? Why do they have to pay somebody $100,000 a year to stand at the door and let people
lead
in?
Lead by example. You want equality? Open your own fucking door.
Exactly. Yeah.
He wants equality.
Whatever.
Two things to mention. Obviously, this is funny. I'm sorry for the listener, but all you see is Jill and Joe Biden standing out in the door waiting in the cold. Nobody's opening the door for them. I think it took a few minutes for somebody to finally get there. Now,
he's knocking on the door.
I understand, right? Firing your, you know, advisors and key positions. I get that. But the butler? This to me should show how much of a coward
a MAGA hat?
Biden is. Yeah, exactly. Because that he can't even trust the butler.
Oh, they want everybody gone that Trump ever talked to just because they need to expunge and eradicate anybody of that could be a Trump asset ally.
The problem is that half this country voted for him. You're going to get rid of half of the country
in government. Start with the government.
That's not going to work. Watch them try. 2 years from now, when we have another election,
Jeremy,
there's going to be a flood of red.
They were ready. Hold on. They were ready for the inauguration. They were doing background checks on all the military that was the presence there to make sure that they didn't have any allegiance to Trump.
No. Joe Biden is the most popular president ever.
They're doing background checks.
Everybody loved him.
Everyone loved extended
Joe Biden.
Background
Joe Biden, not an asshole.
Like, people were actually sent home based on their Facebook posts and Twitter posts. If they anything related to Trump, they were sent home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You are now vetting the military based on their political affiliate.
Pretty sure that's why a lot of them were angry at this. Now, shortly after they turned their back towards him, and I'm going to say Biden because you know damn well the news media would have said Trump. Okay. Now, maybe it was somebody in his staff, somebody below him. I don't know, but I'm just going to say Biden. So Biden makes the troops sleep out in the cold basement of the parking garage, dude. And so Trump hears about this. Now, Trump being Trump, he says, he offers them to stay in the Trump hotel.
Yeah.
This is the former president of the United States coming to the rescue of the military. Here's another question. Why does the most popular president in history still needs troops till March? They're talking about keeping those people there till March. And there's 7, nothing 000. Happening. There's nothing happening at the White House. The riots are in Portland, folks. And there's no troops out there. So, okay, we're going to get into, again, Biden gaffes. Within 24 hours of being sworn in, Biden orders troops to enter into Syria after Trump withdrew. Within 24 hours, he's already trying to start a war.
Bad.
I want to know where we stand on Trump's fifth world Nobel Prize for Peace. Where do we stand on that? I want to see Trump at the Nobel Prize, take his Nobel Peace Prizes, and just go.
But you think that this is, to me, this is strategic, okay? Because think about what Biden did, okay? He orders troops into Syria, right? A destabilization of the Middle East. They benefit from this, dude. This
why
military complex. Let me lay out my thought. Okay.
All right.
So you look at that. And again, he had 17 executive orders. We're not going to go through all of them. And again, this was in his first day in office. He wants to undo everything that Trump did, but unity. Okay. Unity. Now, and I think he's close to 30 now. I don't know how many executive orders he has. He the first day he had 17, and the second day he's just going bonkers with executive orders. Now, Syria, and then what else does Biden do on his first day in office, Jeremy?
Shuts down the Keystone Pipe. Oh,
yeah,
yeah, exactly. Shuts down the Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah, 50,000 jobs day one lost. Now
it was more than that.
In. Maybe on this side, maybe on the Canadian side, there's probably more. Now, okay. Let me show you, because I saw this video on YouTube. And again, this is his first date. And somebody, I think, sent us a conversation. Was it in our chat? Somebody sent a conversation. A wife talking to a friend who then posted the conversation online. The wife yep. was for Biden and the husband was for Trump. Her husband texts her and says, "I lost my job today," and which is the whole Keystone, all those people lost mm-hmm. their job. And this lady then messages her friend who, you know, both the husband and the friend are Trump supporters, and she was the only one who was a Biden supporter. And her friend's like, "You know what? She just let her have it. Gave her both barrels, told her, this is you. This is the bullshit." Yeah. And it needs to happen. So, but let me show you this video again. Keystone Pipeline, day one, Biden losing jobs.
We are nice. We are courteous. We try to be. That's all we really want to do. I mean, you got guys out here that they live and breathe on this. I mean, a lot of us, we don't get to see our kids growing up. Don't get to see a lot of ball games, nothing like that. I sacrifice a lot for your family.
And again, these are just images of some guy who's they show the images. You know, this is 50,000 people working on this thing, dude. And then right now it's just put at a standstill right now because they can't continue to build. Now,
New Mexico.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
So New Mexico, the governor of New Mexico came out also going, you just destroyed New Mexico because they have, because they also signed, they also created an executive order about no more leasing oil and gas on federal lands or some shit, like something more. Not with the Keystone, but like something else they do on federal lands with oil and gas.
Okay.
So basically, and that's like a big,
like a fracking thing or?
No, not fracking. I forget what it was. But the governor came out blasting Biden, go, dude, you just ruined like one of the big sectors of New Mexico. Yeah. They sent their 5 votes in favor of Biden. Reap what you sow. I'm sorry. I don't like seeing people lose it, but unfortunately, the only way for you to open your fucking eyes is you have to lose something to go.
Yeah.
In order to gain, you have to lose because you got bamboozled. Fucking bamboozled. I'm sorry.
That might be the silver lining and I'm hopeful, but see, we don't learn our lesson. And I say we as a country, we don't learn our lesson and we're not fighting this shit more than we should. Yeah. Jeremy.
Well, so I guess one of the things that this election has opened my eyes to is the fact that for the last 2 years that we've been doing this, we've been saying, if you don't like what's happening, you need to go out and vote. If you don't mm-hmm. like what's happening, you need to go out and vote. And this election has proven that is bullshit because it doesn't matter how you vote. They've got the process fixed to make it go the way they want to go. So mm-hmm. what is my options now? You know, you say, hey, New Mexico, guess what? You got what you deserve. But did they really? Did they really vote for this? Or was it just cheated or robbed from the people that actually were voting?
You make a valid point.
How do we know?
Look, Jeremy, you make a valid point. No, but here is where I think Tim's statement stands. And this is where I approach this from. Right now, majority of the states have Republican legislative bodies, even in the swing states. They have an opportunity in the next 2 years to fix this shit. Okay? And they should have fixed it long ago.
Fix the election process.
Now, some of these, like fucking Kemp in Georgia, are neck deep in the fucking swamp. Swamp creatures making a living. But this is where people need to wake up and say, you know, because Kemp is done, you know, and who was the Roth, whatever. I always want to say Roethlisberger, but
Rothschilds?
No, what was the guy, the attorney, not the attorney general, but the, was it the attorney general who they certified the votes? Anyways, in Georgia, there was Kemp and the other guy. I forget his name.
Roth something.
Yeah. Anyway. This guy, you know, so both of them, they're done, right? And this is where people need to wake up and say, nope. We have to go. And like you said, Jeremy, see what the Democrats did is it was strategic. However, they cheated so much and so badly that the vast majority of America now realizes how entrenched these people are. And here's our opportunity in the next 2 years to organize, to, you know, identify and remove these people and tighten that system so that
when you say remove, cheat. What do you mean by remove? What do you mean by remove?
Vote them out. Recall.
Vote them out. They need to be in fucking jail.
Yeah, I agree.
Treason.
They
need to be hanging from the courthouse. Look,
I agree, Jeremy. I agree. But like Tim says, this is more difficult than what we think because they are so entrenched, and so it has to be methodical.
Doesn't matter how entrenched they are.
Well, how treason. Jeremy? How? Who? Who's going to do it? They control. They're in power.
All right, I'm going to explain this to you real quick. I'm going to explain. This is how you know this is really deep. Okay. We've watched Seth Rich get killed. FBI has a laptop, does nothing. Hillary Clinton got a pass because the memos just came out that she got a pass on foreign money coming into her into her stuff. And then she wound up getting a big briefing on security, national security, some shit like that, instead of, you know, being investigated. They wouldn't let the FISA go. And they were like, dude, we have the evidence, but again, they were protecting it. Okay. Fucking Trump has a pee-pee tape. We got to impeach him. Okay. They stormed the Capitol, right? They found everybody, but they can't find anybody in Antifa burning buildings down all summer long.
Right.
They had Hunter Biden's laptop. They said they've been investigating Hunter Biden for 3 years. And then the election comes. The minute Joe Biden put his name in the hat saying, I'm running, they should have stopped and said, you can't because your son's under investigation. Because if something comes up, so that whole investigation got quaffed. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you mean to tell me that they're going to hold these people accountable? I bet your ass Trump's going to get impeached and they're going to probably try to throw his ass in jail for
He's
this.
Not going to get impeached.
Oh, no. The impeachment trial starts on the 8th.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
By the way. So, yeah, because let's talk about that because.
Yeah, we're going to. So Pelosi. Let's finish the point.
So, I want to talk on that. So Pelosi it plans to do this. Now, she's going to open up a fucking can of worms by doing this because, number one, Trump is now a private citizen. Okay. And not only do they want to impeach Jeremy, because the purpose of impeachment, the way that's written in the Constitution, is to get a president out of office. The Democrats want to take it a step further and they want to convict. And they want to convict so that Trump can't run again. Okay. Now, this is unprecedented. This is beyond their jurisdiction. They don't have the Senate, the legislative body cannot sentence somebody. This belongs in the fucking courts, but they're going to try. They're going to try. Now, this is somewhere where the if these people drunk with power try to go this route, not only is it divisive, but the Supreme Court needs to step in. They will step in because the reason it left it to the legislative body was so that they could just remove the president. The Democrats want to convict him. This has never happened. Whatever.
Insurrection.
Yeah. Because he incited insurrection. But Jeremy, the legislative body is not a court. They have no authority. Now, the reason the Constitution left that specifically, the whole impeachment process was to remove him from office. He's no longer in office. So what are they doing? Right. Why are they trying to pursue a private citizen?
What did the Senate say when they received the impeachment request?
They haven't received it yet.
The House.
They haven't. It hasn't gone through right now. Heidi says Pelosi is going to send it.
Well, I think it's on Monday, and they said Monday, the trial's going to start.
But
on
my point is, what is this? What is the Senate going to do when they get it?
Well, they own the Senate now, so yeah, they control they're waiting the Senate.
Yeah.
But no. But the point. What are they going to do?
They're gonna make a spectacle out of it, so that when Trump puts his name in for 2024, they're all gonna be. You cannot do this. They are afraid of this fucking guy.
Can the Senate hold these impeachment things for 3.5 years and wait for the running of 2024 and then go? Oh my God.
This is dude.
Look, this is what they're gonna do.
Fucking shit show.
What they're gonna do? This is, you know what all this is just keep this in the news so that Biden can continue doing. All these executive orders and start wars, and nobody, and the news can just be focused on the Trump impeachment, because that's news. The impeachment of a private citizen is going to be all over the news, and that's all the guy is gone. He's still like their devil.
All right.
Let me tell you something.
Hold on. So the Senate gets this impeachment, whatever. What is it? Impeachment.
No, articles of impeachment.
They get them, and they decide that they're gonna.
Chuck Schumer is the Senate leader now. So yes, he said there will be a trial and he will be convicted. I fucking hate Chuck Schumer.
But how can he say there'll be a trial and he'll be convicted? Because they don't know until they have the trial whether he'll be convicted.
Well, no, they're telling you what the, because they have the, they, you already know that.
So let me play that video.
50-50, Kamala Harris is the tiebreaker. She's going to vote to convict him.
Let me play Chuck Schumer's gaffe. And then I'm going to talk about how the Democrats are right now playing with fire, dude. I'm going to show you.
Fair trial.
His erection.
But make no mistake. There will be a trial. And when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection.
Erection. I even laughed. He goes, ooh.
Yeah. So obviously that was a Freudian slip. that's a Freudian slip by Chuckie Schumer. But
I want to say this when he said
he did, because he's so excited about this, and that's why he's like, hey guys, he's inciting my erection. Now Democrats are playing with fire because, again, you're putting a private citizen, dude, on trial. It's going to open up a can of worms, because think about this. Okay. They're going to set a precedent that they're not ready for. They are not ready for this, because let's say they go after Trump and they get their way. They're not going to be in power for long, folks. This happens. It's a pendulum. It swings. And when the Republicans are in power, guess who they're going to go after? They're going to go after Obama. They're going to go after Hillary Clinton. They're going to go after the Clintons. This is it, dude. And so this is what they open themselves up to. When they do this shit, remember, if it's good for the
goose, it's good for the gander.
Boom.
So check this out. So this is a scenario that I actually think would play out better, and it should play out. DC Drano actually posted something really interesting, and he should do this. See, Trump's biggest mistake was Trump made a lot of mistakes. He wasn't a perfect president, but he's better than most. We all know that. I'm not, whatever.
Yep.
We're not going to go down that road. But the one thing where Trump made the biggest mistake, he won his first time. He got to the dance, first shot. Great. But he thought it was going to be, I'm the president, I'm going to be able to call the shots. He was so fucked by, you know, he finally realized that who really controls the power of this country? It's the House and the Senate. DC Drano suggests, he goes, you know, in 2022, Trump should run for Congress. And then when he wins, and we do, because if he's on the ballot, bet your ass, he will take the House and send it back.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And now, by him being in the House, they make him Speaker of the House. Boom. Oh, yeah. Guess what happens next? We impeach Biden. We impeach Harris. We impeach everybody. And then guess what? Who's next in line after the two get impeached? Trump. Guess who your president is, bitch? Donald fucking Trump.
I love it. I love that theory, dude. But you know, he definitely, if he runs in Florida, he wins. He wins. It's a no-brainer, dude. I mean, people were flocking to see the motorcade of a ex-president. You never saw this. You never saw seen this before. This is new. Okay, so now let's move on. Gaff Biden. Right, and I just want to touch on a couple points. Another point that I want to make, which, so Syria, he sends troops within 24 hours, Keystone Pipeline, closes the Keystone Pipeline. Now, these things are tied, folks. These things are tied because, see, the crowd that talks about environment, you know, and we need to clean the air and remove all these pollutants. How else is that oil going to be transported? Through larger trucks that create more pollution in the air. So this is nothing to do with cleaning the air, because this is what they're saying. But it's a lie. This is so that we're now no longer self-sufficient, or at least are getting our oil from a, you know, friendly country. Oh, no, we're going to go back to relying on Middle East oil. And guess what happens when we rely on the Middle East oil? Guess what they can do? They can act out. It creates this whole thing that we went through with Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Obama. It's just all this shit all over again. Look, one thing that you can say, like Tim says, Trump wasn't perfect, but the man did not start a war. Zero wars started under his administration. Mm-hmm. In fact, he brought troops home, and the world was creating peace. What was it? What did he get to? Four peace treaty agreements?
Yeah. Because Trump, this was Trump's model. And he said it on Rush. And he said it about Iran, but it's about them all. Fuck around, find out. I don't need to have military all over, but you fuck with this country,
yep,
you will feel the wrath of this country's military, and we'll be done in 2 days. We're not going to do this long, drawn out. We're going to come. We're going to fucking take you out strategically, not blow up your entire country, because then that creates more anger. And within 24 hours of the Biden presidency of putting troops in Syria, oh, yeah, people blowing shit up in Iraq again. Baghdad had a major blast. Fucking China.
Yeah.
They're sending their planes and shit into Taiwanese airspace and all this crap. Oh, yeah.
The world's acting out.
They were afraid of Donald fucking Trump because they realized he was protecting. Okay.
Yeah. No, what they're doing, Tim, is they're testing Biden.
Biden.
They're seeing what is his. Is he going to have the resolution? Does he have the balls? Is he going to do anything?
No.
Now,
Trump dropped the Moab like the first week he was in office, and that's when everyone's like, "Oh, we're
fuck not around, find out." Now, look. Here's the thing. I'm going to again, the segment Gaff Biden. So another thing that he did, he signed one of the executive orders. He signed was he issued the mask mandate on all federal properties at all times. Okay, so he can do this because it's all it's federal property. He says mask mandates at all times on all federal properties. He violates it immediately after he signed it. Yep.
Roll the film. Roll it.
I don't have the film, but so but he does, and I'm not making this stuff up, because this is his press secretary being questioned about it, and I want to show you that. First of all, this guy's reaction is fucking hilarious.
Why isn't she wearing one? She's not wearing a mask either.
Exactly. So he goes out. He's at the Lincoln He's at the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah, Lincoln Memorial.
Right in front of the statue. He's not wearing a mask. Right after he signed it. So his press secretary is asked, and again, I'm showing you this video because this guy does it in a hilarious way.
Why weren't President Biden and all members of the Biden family masked at all times on federal lands last night if he signed an executive order that mandates masks on federal lands at all times?
At the inaugural
memorial, yes.
He was celebrating an evening of a historic day in our country, and certainly he signed the mask mandate because it's a way to send a message to the American public about the importance of wearing masks, how it can save tens of thousands of lives. We take a number of COVID precautions, as you know, here in terms of testing, social distancing, mask wearing ourselves, as we do every single day. But I don't know that I have more for you on it than that.
But as Joe Biden often talks about.
No, he's pressed. So, let this play out.
It is not just important the example of power, but the power of our example. Was that a good example for people who are watching who might not pay attention normally?
Well, Steve, I think the power of his example is also the message he sends by signing 25 executive orders, including almost half of them related to COVID. The requirements that we're all under every single day here to ensure we're sending that message to the public. Yesterday was a historic moment in our history.
She's an idiot. She's an idiot because number one, she doesn't answer the question. Number two, you know what? And this guy mentions it. The easiest response to that question and the honest response that she could have said is, well, reporter, Biden took the fucking vaccine, so he should be good.
Well, but even if she does that, then everyone has the excuse of, I have the vaccine, I don't have to wear a mask anymore.
Exactly. And this is why the mandate is stupid, because he said all people at all times, and it makes no fucking sense. Go ahead.
Except for the press secretary.
Yeah,
she's in the White House, right? The White House briefing room or whatever they call it.
And that's federal, excuse me, hold on.
That is federal property, right? That is owned by the federal government. I'm just checking. Yep. You know, I haven't been to the White House, so I don't know.
But she's socially distanced from everybody.
But it doesn't matter. All people, all times.
Dude,
I'm confused.
Okay.
I'm confused.
We're all confused because you know what I'm even more confused about in the memes and everybody's like, I can't believe people are doing this. So, you know, you got Kaylee McEnany and then you got her. That's like, it's like sunshine and darkness. You know what I'm saying? She is so miserable and angry and like, she's just, ugh. You know what I mean? She's just so miserable looking. Look at her. And she lies.
Exactly. She's useless. Now I'm going to show you one more video. And unfortunately, I had a few links here, but I think they're starting to delete them, which is fucking weird. Now there was a hot mic incident that happened after I think Biden signed an executive order, and one of the hot mics catches someone talking about agreeing to a plea deal. And so a lot of people were speculating, and this is big on the queue. But one of the things that I'm going to show you this video, but one of the things that I want you to notice is, first of all, how he starts talking about COVID, and like in Biden fashion, he can't stop clearing his throat with phlegm while talking about COVID. But the other thing that I want to talk to you about is, and you're going to see, I'm going to show it to you, the numbers. And I'll mention it here again, folks. This is the most popular president in history. Let me zoom this in for you guys. The most popular president in history. This video has 4,000 likes and 21,000 dislikes. Now, this is on a video that's unlisted. This is before, because unlisted means that it's not going to show up on their page. You have to know the exact link to be able to get to this video. If you don't know the link, all this gibberish up here, you're not going to find this video. You can't search for it. You can't nothing. But hold on, listen. So when this video was unlisted, that's when this number, it was around this number so imagine if it had remained public, that number would have been worse. It could have been 100,000 dislikes to maybe, whatever, 5,000 likes. And again, this is the most popular president in history, folks, on YouTube, on his platform, getting demolished. Yeah, Tim.
So, you know, YouTube, even for the inauguration on a lot of the videos, they were going in and removing the dislikes because there was more dislikes on the inauguration than likes. And they were saying, oh, it was a lot of bots.
Yeah, bullshit.
Dude, they are trying their hardest to prop him up to be the guy that we all know that he's not. Yeah. Okay, so they're all behind this,
and this is not just like Tim said. It was his inauguration. Any video right now that the White House is putting up, I can guarantee you, you click on it, you're going to see more dislikes to likes. This is sad. Now, let me play to you what you see here. This is fucking weird.
Announcement: Vice President Harris and I were joined by members of our COVID-19 team, response team, Dr. Tony Fauci, our chief COVID medical advisor. Javier Becerra, excuse me, our nominee for Secretary of Health.
So just so you know, my life, as Dr. we're waiting Rick to Murphy, do this, I just agreed to
Dr. Rochelle Walensky, she's going to be the director for the Centers for Disease Control.
And again, this is on the official White House Gov site.
Whoa. Play that again.
Now, look, people are coming out saying this is somebody else.
Play it again.
But yeah, but look, listen, you got to listen to what he says.
And that of their families. But now to today's announcement. Vice President Harris and I were joined by members of our COVID-19 team, response team, Dr. Tony Fauci, our chief COVID medical advisor, Javier Becerra, excuse me, our nominee for Secretary of Health.
So just so you know, my life, as Dr. we're waiting to do this, I just agreed to
Dr. Rochelle Walensky, she's going to be the director for the Centers for.
What? And again, this is the that up there.
This is the official White House YouTube site, and this I don't know who people are speculating who it was. Maybe they're talking about Joe Biden. I'm sorry, Hunter Biden. Who knows? But you know, this again, this circled the Q world. People are still going crazy about this whole shit about how you know, even in the White House, that he's not in a White House. He's actually at a Hollywood prop site. Fucking people are out of control right now. But again, I just wanted to show you that the most popular president in history, on a YouTube platform, which is Google, which is, you know, his fan base, he can't get more likes than this. And the numbers here are 3-1.
Yeah.
Or even more.
21,000, yeah.
Yeah.
So real quick. So he had two other major, major gaffes that nobody is talking about. Number one, when he was signing one of his 35 executive orders, he literally was signing and he looked over at, he looked behind him. You know, he's in the Oval Office. He's got Kamala, Kevin McCarthy's in there, Pelosi. And he literally he's signing and he looks over. He goes, I have no idea what I'm signing. He got caught on a hot mic saying, I don't know what I'm signing.
Wow.
Okay. Then number two, And then on Inauguration Day, Inauguration Day, they were walking in, I think, to the Lincoln Memorial doing something. And he looks at his wife, you know, as they're walking, he looks at Jill again on the hot mic. Salute the Marines.
Oh,
and
yeah. I have
he
that
just
one.
Walks through.
Yeah. Let me show you that.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That's fine. That's fine. It's fine. Yeah. Oh, never mind.
Doesn't even.
Fucking. I don't
want to take it down.
Yeah. They took it down, apparently. Yeah. But go ahead, Tim. Say what he said. Yeah.
The guy, he goes to his wife and says, salute the Marines. And you hear him like yelling at her. And he just walks, he doesn't even salute him. You have the commander in chief walking by and you don't salute? I mean, you know, you don't, you know, give it back because, you know, they salute you and you. Okay. The one thing I will always say about Trump, when they talk about the winners and losers and the suckers, it's all bullshit because you can see it every time. Every time he walked past somebody and they saluted, you saw it with honor. He felt more like proud of being able to salute them back. You know what I mean? It's not like he was getting he cares about this country. These people do not care. And say that Make America Great is a fucking joke. Okay. If you think, cause another executive order is he suspended. So Trump in 2020, he signed an executive order that stopped foreign people from being allowed to get onto our power grid and shit like that and supply components and everything. Oh yeah, Biden reversed it. So China, you know, and China was the biggest supplier. So China now has access to our power grid again.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Like control systems to route power to certain areas.
Because they put in all the, you know, they build everything. So now that's a national security risk.
Yeah.
Because if China, if you get a component from China, you don't know what's in there.
Treason.
But I'm looking at this and people don't realize. Like what he's done, it's like, okay, like this guy, the globalization takeover is here. And it's not a conspiracy theory. It's true. Okay. This guy, they needed to get this guy back in because if Trump had four more years, America was going to be independent of everything because Musk would have been building fucking Hyperloop tunnels underneath because he's about to go start in Miami. They want to do it in Miami now to alleviate traffic. They would have combated climate change a lot differently without fucking shutting it all down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And on top of that, so Biden's doing a lot of things to make the country weaker. Another thing another executive order, which was Trump put a ban on some Arab countries, predominantly Muslim countries, that they can't travel here. Countries like Iran, you know, you can't travel directly from Iran to the United States. He just put a ban on these countries. Biden eliminated that. Okay. That's dangerous. That makes America vulnerable. Another one. He stopped any construction on the wall has been halted, stopped. And not only that, there is a horde of illegals from Honduras making their way. They should be here any minute, and they're going to be allowed to be coming in. Another thing that he did, any illegal who was being held,
ICE,
any ICE facility, exactly. But these people who are being held in ICE are not. I mean, there's criminals in here, folks, who Biden said release them all.
Yeah,
release them all. Now, the Hispanics who voted for this stupid shit are about to get an influx of crime in their cities because this is what happens. This is what happens when you elect liberals. Now, this is just week one, folks. And this guy, the senile man, he's ill. Somebody is making the calls for him. I don't think he's in control. I think he doesn't know where he is half the time. And we're in for a bumpy ride, man. One thing that also happened this week that I wanted to cover before we move on, or actually before the close of the show, Twitter was in a spotlight this week. This time it was revealed that they had refused to remove a child sex abuse video from their platform because, according to them, it didn't violate the rules. And so right now have they been sued? I think they're being sued by the kid who's still a kid. So his family.
Oh yeah, she was 13 when it happened, and now yeah. She's like 18 or something like that. And they've allowed the video. Yeah, it's
yeah. Good. And good. And so yeah, so they're facing
a GoFundMe page. I'll give her $20.
And so one thing that you started noticing now, because Twitter right now is in the spotlight. They're getting a lot more scrutiny, and so they're facing lawsuits. So one thing that you started noticing was this week, I don't know if you noticed them, but they started banning some Antifa accounts. Twitter.
Oh, did. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So yeah. So they're on thin ice. And unless they remove all. See, because this is what happens. You got into you want to be a publisher. Get ready for anything that's on your website can now be you are now going to be held responsible for it. And this is one thing where Mitch McConnell, fuck that cocksucker, failed because they should have pushed for this. This to be included to revise section 230 or 203?
Yeah.
And they didn't. And they should have. But, you know, the again, silver linings, I think we're starting to see more, more scrutiny into this, hopefully.
It's just interesting. You know, I mean, Trump's been banned from Twitter since January 6th. And, you know, now it's been 18 days. Twitter is, very different now. It's very different because they have nothing new to go on. So like the new one is Seth Rogen is really mad at Ted Cruz. So Cat Turd created a hashtag today. Cruz loves Rogen or something like that. Just and it's got Seth Rogen behind him. And it's triggering all these liberals, dude. It's amazing.
Seth Rogen or Joe Rogen?
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen. Okay.
You know, because Seth, you know, so what? So So what happened was somebody asked Ted Cruz, "What was the first movie you ever saw in the theater?" And he said, "Fantasia." So Seth Rogen turns around and says, "Oh, they fucking hate. They would have hated you back then." And then everybody started chiming in. They go, "You do realize that Walt Disney was a Republican. He's one of us. He was against communism. You fucking cocksucker." You know what I'm saying? So. It just started being a whole big fucking thing. So Cat Turd, in his hashtag, he spelt Seth Rogen's name wrong on purpose to trigger all the people on the left. Oh, my God. I was like, you deserve a fucking award for this, bro.
He's such a shit.
Dude, it was trending. It was trending number 4 as of 9:30 this morning. But it's just interesting that now that Trump's gone, you have to actually do your job. You know, you spent all this time like hating on him. All right, the hate's gone, but they still can't. Everything is still about Trump. Everything is still about fucking Donald Trump. And I'm like, you have something else to worry about now. How about we talk about these executive orders? Oh no, he's making America. Trump ruined America by these. It's so boring. Yeah. It's so. Boring.
They played with fire. They knew that this was going to happen. They did it anyways, and now they're going to suffer the consequences. By the way, I shut down all my social media. I think the last thing I have remaining right now is Snapchat. But it's good. It's
speaking of that, I just uninstalled the Chrome browser off of my laptop, And when you uninstall it, it sends you a questionnaire. It says, well, why are you leaving? And it says, you know, too many viruses and all this other stuff. And there's an other box. So I checked the other and put in censorship.
Yes.
And so then one of the other things it asks is, would you recommend this to a friend? I said, absolutely not. And I think there was like a three questions. And the third question was, do you plan on installing it again? I go, nope.
Exactly.
So everybody go out to your computers, fill out the little survey when you uninstall Chrome and tell them why you're uninstalling Chrome.
Yep. Yeah. I'm done with Chrome. I'm done with Facebook. I removed Instagram. All right. So, like we do on every episode, we're going to close this out, but we're going to end it on a happy note. And I only have happy one for you. Actually, I have happy a couple note. Of them for you guys. So this first one, friends with benefits, ?
Two friends at the beach.
Uh-oh.
They might kiss.
No.
They might.
No, they won't.
I don't understand. I mean,
you're like a sister to me. Like, I already told you that.
Okay, sorry I'm not a big titty blonde bitch.
Okay, well, you know, that's what I like.
That's what I no. That's what I like. They might kiss. No, they won't. It's freaking delicious. All right, so this next one. Oh, my God. This is, Jesus.
Square. Can you guess which spot that goes
the
in?
The square.
That's right. It goes in the square hole.
Yes. Okay.
And how about this rectangle? That one?
Also the square.
It goes in there too.
Yeah.
Up next, we've got this thin rectangle.
The thin rectangle.
You guess where that goes?
The thin rectangle.
That's right. It goes in the square hole. And up next, a cylinder.
The circle.
I think that goes in
the circle.
The square hole. Now, you've also got this semicircle right here. Do you see a slot that would fit
the semicircle?
Semicircle?
The semicircle.
That's right. It's the square hole. Okay. Up next, the triangle.
Her face.
You know what hole that goes in, right?
Triangle.
That's right. The square hole. And up next, we have the arch.
She's crying.
Arch. You guessed it.
Arch.
It goes in the square hole.
This is great.
I saw that shit. I had to send it to him immediately. I'm like, this is that's so liberalism true. Right there. That's exactly. A liberal right there, man.
When your only tool is a hammer, everything looks like a nail, right? All right, we'll leave it there, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on another episode of The Salty Show. Find us on some of the social media platforms, the new ones.
If they ever work.
If they ever work. We're on Gab. We're on, Rumble. I think
Pardo
is going to open up pretty soon. Yeah. It's not up yet, but I think they're saying that the end of the month. And then we're also
in Russia. I'm like, ooh.
We're also on Telegram. All right. We'll leave it at that. Catch you all next time. Adios.
See ya.
Joe Biden is not my president.
Yeah, exactly.